With As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from UFO Paranormal Central, Trout Lake, Washington, and we've got a great show tonight. Before we get into the show, there's a little bit of news. We'll probably cover that a little bit about the shootings and some of the other things. But as far as the UFO activity up here, we're experiencing just incredible activity. I've had a lot of Boeing engineers up here, a lot of aerospace engineers, some Intel people have come up to see what's going on, and they've all been just amazed at the little show we've had, you know, in the mess. But I really want to advise people to go out if you've got clear skies, and hopefully you can just get out of the light pollution of the city somehow, and watch the Big Dipper if you're in our sector. You might not be able to see it, you know, if you're on the other side of the planet. But anyway, the Big Dipper, at the handle of the Big Dipper, we're seeing from 12 to 16 ships almost every night, and large ships going through there, powering up and disappearing right there at the handle of the Big Dipper. So, you know, we're watching ships come in there, go out there. We're watching them speed up, slow down, make turns. These aren't satellites. There's no running lights. There's no strobe on these craft. They're definitely one brilliant light. So I urge people to go up and look at the handle of the Big Dipper. You know, if you've got clear skies, be sure and check that out. There's more to that. I tell you what, I want to not go in too much into UFOs, because we're going to be talking about how to deal with the new energies coming in and some of the chemtrails and things like that are really taxing our systems right now. So I've been getting a lot of emails asking me, how do we deal with this? You know, how can we combat these challenges that are hitting our bodies? And so on that note, I want to bring in Stephen Heuer with Cocoon Nutrition. Stephen, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here, James. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Great. You know, some of the questions I'm getting over and over, there's so many areas we can go into. Now, you're a naturopath, and I know you've been on the cutting edge of all the latest healing modalities, you might say, that are coming out and to deal with some of these things. But the one thing I'm seeing over and over again is that a lot of people are not handling these new energies coming in. There's a shift of energy, and it's creating all kinds of physical symptoms in the body. And then when you add the chemtrails to that and all the toxins in the chemtrails, people are really going to have to learn to detox and boost their immune system either way, you know, just to handle the new energies coming in or the, you know, some of the other things that they're being assaulted with, you might say. So what would you say the best avenue or best approach for that would be?
Well, there's probably different levels of cleansing that one needs to do. It depends upon how prepared they are already in their bodies and what they're capable of actually doing with their lives. And so you could start with the very first stage of cleansing, which would be using something like oxy powder to detoxify the digestive tract and clean out your 25 to 30 feet of intestinal tract area, which, just so people get an idea to appreciate how important that is, if you were to lay out the inside of your intestinal tract, exposing the entire surface area that it provides, it's a surface area the size of a tennis court. So it's a huge amount of surface area that you're detoxifying And when you detoxify it, you open up your lymphatic vessels in your body so that you can download the toxins through the lymphatic vessels into your digestive tract for elimination. So you're actually, when you use Oxy Powder, you're not only cleaning off, when people talk about cleaning the intestinal tract out, a lot of times they talk about, oh, I got to get that mucoid plaque out of my gut. And they think they need to do the clay, psyllium, and herbs to get that out. Well, if that was all that were available, that would be an excellent thing to use, but there's a much easier, gentler, and even more effective way to clean out that mucoid plaque or that mucus layer and the old fecal matter that's there with the Oxy Powder protocol that I recommend. And that's something that people can do readily, and they usually they'll do a 14-day intestinal tract cleanse where they're still eating. They're not having to fast. So most mm-hmm. people can fit that into their daily regime of taking for 14 days, taking Oxy Powder, and then if they've never had good probiotic product being taken and after they've had antibiotics or steroids or anything like that, then they definitely want to take the probiotics on the other side of finishing the Oxy Powder for a couple of weeks, too, to repopulate the gut with the good guys. And then after they've done that, they should get on a product. There's one of two products I work with that clean out heavy metals out of the body. One is, I'd say, they're both very powerful, but one gets out not only heavy metals, but also gets out chemical toxins. And that product is called Natural Cellular Defense. And since the chemtrails have been analyzed and been found to contain both barium and aluminum, then it's real important since we're all inhaling some degree of barium and aluminum particles, which are toxic to our bodies, to take Natural Cellular Defense or another product we have called PCARX. But I would recommend trying the Natural Cellular Defense first because it will do both, as I said, heavy metals and chemical toxins. And do it for, a good 3 months. And then you will get rid of a large amount of barium, aluminum, mercury, cadmium, heavy metals that our body could be burdened with can come out pretty readily with this methodology. So you do the intestinal cleanse, put the good probiotics in, and then begin with Natural Cellular Defense. That's most people can do that even while they're eating. Now, there are some more advanced cleansing techniques you can follow which require fasting on juices. And the reason that I recommend people considering doing this is because Dr. Gabriel Cousins, he's a pretty well-known medical doctor that's also managed to raise his own kundalini. He's had his own kundalini awakening, and he understands food's vibrational energy and its ability to assist in detox and enhancing our own higher chakra activity. So he's got his own fasting clinic in Patagonia, Arizona, where he puts people on 10 to 20-day green juice fasts and with this Natural Cellular Defense. And what he's found is even if you ate really good raw foods and drank vegetable juices and were really super clean and conscientious, you do not get the heavy metals out as effectively as when you fast on green juices and take this Natural Cellular Defense. So he did a study in which I forget the number of people, but a study in which he measured the levels of heavy metals in the brain, the breasts, and different tissues of the body because he's always trying to get people to prepare for a proper pregnancy. So this was with women. And so they could deliver children that are in a non-toxic womb, in a non-toxic body. So he developed this program where for 20 days, anywhere from 10 to 20 days, a person will do a green vegetable juice fast, and they will take Natural Cellular Defense. And he measured the amount of toxins that came out, the amount of heavy metals, the amount of chemical toxins, pesticide toxins, all these toxins that one could contend with. And he was amazed to see that they were getting out high 80 to 90% of the chemical and heavy metal poisons out of the body within only 10 days. And if a person did the full 20 days, they saw 100% elimination of all the chemical and heavy metal toxins in their body. Now, if you've never fasted, I don't know how many people out there have or have not fasted, but I can say this. If you do juice fasting for any length of time, you open up the energy pathways in your body, and that wonderful life force of God just comes down into you to such a strong voltage that your heart chakra gets renewed, your whole emotional being gets cleared out. I mean, there's so many energy benefits, and you know, you talk about watching The Secret and manifesting what you want. When you're that hooked up to God that you are and feel that powerful, your ability to manifest positive reality in your life is you know, increased 100-fold because of just cleaning out like that. And I feel like people should really seriously, you know, plan for a 10 to a 20-day, you know, green juice fast in their own privacy of their own home or live somewhere. If they can't, then they go to Gabriel Cousins' ranch or clinic in Patagonia, Arizona, and do it there. But it's just, I think if we all did, enough of us did this, we'd up-level our consciousness so high that we'd be able to make the solution on the planet happen easier and faster.
Yeah. Now, talking about a green juice fast, what would that be, and how would people go about doing that?
Well, I think it's going to be optional in terms of whatever would be the most ripest, healthiest organic green produce. So whatever that's in season for you. So it could be a combination of cucumber as your water-based vegetable that's going to make it water-rich, and then you could throw in there either collard greens, or you could throw in there parsley for your deep dark greens that have high potassium content. You know, if you don't have those, but you know, you could the sodium-rich vegetables like spinach and Swiss chard are a little bit mellower to drink. But the potassium-rich vegetables like parsley and I believe collard greens will do more to detoxify the cells. And so you could do cucumber as the base, maybe some celery in there, and then throw some deep dark greens in there. And you could alternate the greens from parsley to chard to kale to collard greens.
What about carrots?
You know, during you could do carrot and you will get profound benefits. It's a rich, you know, vegetable rich in nutrients, and people literally put new muscle and new tissues on their body just from drinking carrot juice. So it is an excellent juice. But there is more cleansing that can be done when you do the more potassium rich vegetables. So if a person is capable of doing a green vegetable juice fast, that would be preferred. Because the high potassium content will encourage the internal part of the cells to clean out more. There's a guy over in Australia who did an excellent study on this and developed a whole diet, and I've got it in my database, that he was able to take a woman that was 21 years old. She had blue irises, and she was about 70% of the iris was inside just outside the pupil was brown. And she did a 5-week high potassium diet with the Oxy powder type product, and I'd say about 90%, 70% I think it was, of the brown completely dissolved and went away, and her irises were mostly blue again. And that was the result of having the high potassium foods, and in this case the high potassium vegetable juice, in your protocol, because inside of our cells is predominantly potassium. When we're potassium deficient, then we don't get the influx of potassium necessary to clean out the inside of the cells. So there's this whole, it's like the outside of the cell is sodium, the inside of the cell is potassium rich. It creates a battery pump or a battery because they're different charges, so that there's this polarization and energy potential on inside, outside the cell. So the energy of the potassium enables the cell to have more of that energy potential, more of a battery effect to be able to cleanse itself.
You know, I found out in my studies that barium actually strips potassium out of the body, and that's one of the things that is very rich in the chemtrail mix. And so I can
wow.
see how the potassium would be definitely a benefit. You know,
wow, that's fascinating, James.
Yeah.
I started taking
potassium, and I started feeling 100% better. It was amazing. I had no energy. I was really low, and then you know, I got a good potassium and took that, and boy, my energy picked right back up. It was amazing.
Yeah, if you don't have access to it yet in your diet or lifestyle, it's good to supplement with it. I've got a couple of different excellent potassium products that I work with too. Yeah, they really can help.
Yeah, how do you What's the best way to find out how what you're deficient in? Is it through a hair analysis or something like of that nature?
Yeah, that's one way. Hair analysis is one way that shows certain things. It doesn't show everything, but it shows certain things. Then muscle testing is what I prefer because it's more the overall body. It's checking meridian points and the organ systems related to those meridian points. And if a person can knows how to muscle test themselves and can be neutral about it, that's good. But you really do have to get to be neutral. You can't be, you know, a lot of people do muscle testing and they're already pre-decided at the subconscious level what they do and don't need. And they, I mean, I've had people do this and they'll say, well, I don't need this because somebody muscle tested for me and I says, well, listen, just take it anyways because I know you do need it. And they do and they get the results that they were hoping for, irregardless of the muscle test saying they shouldn't take it.
Yeah, I've noticed we did a lot of Fenhorn gardening here, and you're supposed to do this kind of muscle testing technique. And I kept trying it, and I knew I kept interfering with the process, and I was getting pretty good at it. But then what I did is I pulled out my divining rods instead, and those have been very, very accurate for me. So I've been using, you know, divining rods. Okay, is this my highest and best good? How many do I take? And unless you're pretty proficient at it and know what you're doing, you know, it might not be a good idea because you definitely want to clear out any unseen influences because you might have some other entity jump in there and tell you to take 50
hopefully not that.
Magnesium tablets or something, you know.
Yeah, you got to be put in a Faraday cage to protect yourself from the unwanted ghosts out there, it sounds like.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, I'd say that the testing methods out there, there's not a lot other than muscle testing when you're neutral. There's muscle testing when you're neutral, or a second person that can test you is neutral and effectively can do muscle testing is really good for sure. And then
my brother does that. You know my brother Jay. He does the body work and all the muscle testing and everything. And when he comes up, we were using actually muscle testing to find out information where I was involved in. So if you're involved in something, you know, you're probably not going to get clear information. But if you muscle test with somebody, like you're saying, that's totally not involved, you can get some really good information.
Yeah, that's exactly what's really good, the value of having another person test you that is not in any way, worrying about the outcome. They're not concerned, you know, unattached.
Now, another person, can they muscle test or like you can do a muscle test on them for what you need? I wonder if that, I imagine that would work because we're all connected in the field, you know.
Well, the way I learned it was the O-ring muscle test. It's the only test that's been patented so that the guy that developed it, he was able to diagnose cancer accurately and consistently with it. So he did university studies verifying its accuracy and validity and so he ended up, you know, patenting it. And, the way that works, the O-ring muscle test, is you have another person test you for what you need. So, it doesn't have an option. What's that?
They're testing your muscles, basically, not through another person totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've done penduluming, but I've never gotten it. I've never gotten the pendulum down to feel confident with it myself.
Well, I like the divine rods because they pop fast. I mean, they give me real accurate. And I lay my whole garden out that way, and we just had phenomenal growth whenever I do that. And then a couple times.
How do you use your divining rod? Is it like an L-shaped rod?
Yeah, there's just two L-shaped rods. There's two of them, and they're golden. And I take them. And I ask, okay, what's the size of this garden? What's the shape of this garden? How many rows does it have in it? And then I line out the rows. So, you know, some rows are bigger than others. And then I line out what goes in each row. And by the time I get through, when you look at it, it's total companion planting, and it's just amazing. And
wow.
You create a harmonic chord in your garden. And what it does is each plant has a frequency. And when you get all the frequencies, they kind of feed off each other and create a harmonic chord, and your garden just goes nuts.
That is neat.
Amazing.
I mean, That's exactly what I want to do with this card, and I want to get attuned to the nature spirits, you know, that help plants grow, like the Tinhorn Garden thing, like you were talking about. That's been a longing of mine to create that environment for so long. And actually, now that I've moved to South Carolina, I now have the opportunity in terms of I've got the space, but I do need to understand how to tune in to that which you just talked about and do it myself too.
Yeah, if you just sit and meditate, put the intent, the bottom line is intent. And if you have pure intent, and whether you see the little creatures or not, or even believe in them, you know, it doesn't matter. Just try it and see what happens.
Yeah, okay. I
did a garden here, and I went to the school, and I talked to the school about, I said, you know, I'd like to do a class in this type of gardening. And I was telling him what we did and everything. He didn't get it. He just kind of looked at me funny. I said, I'll tell you what, are you going to be here in about a half an hour? And he goes, yes. I said, okay, I'll be right back. So I brought in this turnip that was about the, you know, size of a cantaloupe that was perfectly fresh, you know, and not woody or anything.
Wow.
It's massive. I brought this massive tomato and all these things, and I said, look, this was grown in Drought Lake at 2,000 feet, you know, so, you know, in Washington, and he was blown away, you know, and I showed him the corn, you know, 9-foot corn and everything, and I said, you know, if I look at all my neighbors' gardens, and we've got triple the growth, you know, if not.
Wow. That means you've got the nature spirit cooperation going on.
Exactly. And, we use the moon cycles, too, because you want to plant, you know, the root crops during the dark moon and the, you know, the things that are below ground. And so, you know, you use the cycles, the planetary cycles as well when you plant. And really good organic fertilizer sure helps.
I want to talk to you more about that because it's like I want to get more advice from you. I just found heirloom organic yellow strawberry seeds that are evidently these yellow strawberries are sweeter and more delicious than the red ones, and the birds don't look at them or go for them as much either, and I just ordered some.
That should be interesting. Yeah, we've got some heirloom tomatoes. I've got a bunch of seed that's very ancient here that we've been using. And I was trying to get some good corn. If anybody's out there that has some good ancient Native American corn and want to go to the website at eastheady.org and send me some, I'd be grateful. Because I had some here and it vanished. I saved a bunch of seed corn and it just, I don't know, somebody found it or tossed it or I don't know what happened to it, but it's gone now. So I was hoping to use that. But the German biophysicist I work with, I love what he used to always say, food should be your medicine. And he talks about how our food nowadays just doesn't have the mineral content or the vitamin content. And that's exactly why we need to do all these supplements until we start growing our own food and doing it the right way.
Exactly. That's totally true. In fact, I so know this. I mean, I've been reading Acres USA publications for years. And I've played around with rock dust now for years.
Oh, yeah.
And of the several varieties that I've used azomite, I've used planters too, I believe. Azomite and spiral stone meal is the two that I've used. I haven't used the planters too. And then the other one that I've used it used to be called rattle rock. But
yeah.
You know about that one? It's from Canada?
That's what we use, rattle rock, yeah.
Okay, you got that one too. That's the best. That stuff, I got a whole pallet full of it for this season, and I've spread it everywhere, and, you know, everything's greener and more beautiful, all the grasses, and it's really wonderful. And if a person puts that in the ground, man, are they going to have some improved soil fertility with that stuff, I'll tell you. But then
is there a website or something you can get that? I wonder how did you get that?
Yeah, it's called GaiaGreen.com.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll
have to check into that.
Yep, they're up in your area, so you could. They're pretty local to where you live.
Yeah, because I lost track of where I got it from. A health food store here in Hood River, and they went out of business, and so I don't know where to get it now. But
okay.
We use Raider Rock here, and I think that's one of the reasons why everything was so healthy.
Yeah,
and,
it
you know,
is.
You tingled when you ate the food. It was, I swear, you could feel the frequency of the vibration of the food. It was like medicine. It was amazing.
That's the way it's, you know, I have known this for, I guess intuitively I've been moving in this direction for so many years to get a place where I could farm or grow enough food this way so that when I eat, I feel renewed and uplifted. And I've theorized, you know, there's a bunch of people that, you know, say we got to go vegan vegetarianism or we got to go towards vegetarianism because it's a more spiritual path. And I agree, you do feel more open-hearted and balanced, or I should say more loving. It's easier to let go of the past and just be in the love, feel the love that you are, as opposed to when I'm eating meats. And it's the protein that I'm after in the meats to give me the mental energy and the physical strength, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's possible that with the right soil fertility thing happening and the cooperation of the nature spirits, that you can start producing full protein, you know, like full, you could say complete protein grains and legumes. Currently, you don't have complete proteins in grains or legumes. You have to complement them, and even then, they're not that effective. Mm-hmm. But when you remineralize the soil, based on William Albrecht, he's a famous soil biologist, William Albrecht, he says mm-hmm. that your protein levels go up by several percentages in your grains and your legumes when you just add, you know, calcium and a few minerals. But if you really dial it in and get the calcium and the trace minerals and any other aspect you could, the soil fertility, the microbes, things like that, then I think it's possible we might be able to produce nuts, seeds, legumes, grains with either a higher protein content or a more complete protein content, making it possible for us to literally thrive off of a living raw food vegan vegetarian diet. I mean, it's theory. I've not seen it done, but uh-huh. you know, I think it's a neat thing to make possible.
Yeah, I found that a little bit of meat helps me, you know, stay grounded and on the planet and functional.
Exactly.
What happens here is that we have the melt off, you know, the glacier melt off the mountain here, and it's what's interesting when we have the floods here. It always this area floods a little bit every year. And all that silt and new silt and everything is brought in, and it's really nice. It's almost like the land is always rejuvenating itself naturally, which is good.
You lucky dog. That's like ideal.
Yeah.
That's like the best, man.
As long as they don't throw oil cans and things upriver, you know, we're good.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually got a canoe that way. I got a raft and a canoe in one of the floods, and put a sign up at the post office. You know, anybody lose a Coleman canoe, and you know, call this number. And nobody called, so.
You know,
free canoe.
Cool. I should probably introduce your listeners to one of my growing technologies, or water technologies, called the Hexahedron 999 system. It's invented by a guy in Canada named Mr. XLX, and he too has had his spiritual awakening where Kundalini goes off on a regular basis, and he's part French, he's part Ojibwa Indian, and basically he's engineered a pipe that creates a unified field inside of the pipe so that literally the water, as it enters the pipe, it vortexes one direction, and then as it exits, it vortexes the opposite direction. In the center of the pipe is certain geometries that he's put in there and also crystals. And the net effect is that in the center, when the water is vortexing both the opposite directions, you have an equal and opposite rotational energy fields. He says you create a zero-point energy zone in the middle where there's like no pull one way or another. It's like the eye of a hurricane or a tornado. Mm-hmm. And in that zone, in physics, you've created an energy zone that draws in from a higher dimension something called the biophoton. And the biophoton was discovered by Fritz Popp, actually his predecessor, but Fritz Popp did a little more research on it in the early 1900s with a technology called the photomultiplier, and basically saw the luminescent biophoton energy in food. And mm-hmm. he was the first guy to identify it and write about it. But then early 2006, this gentleman, Mr. XLX, that invented this pipe, he found that Gaston Naissons. You know who Gaston Naissons is?
I've heard of his name. I don't know.
Okay,
he's a
famous biologist, microscopist, that's actually redefined biology by looking at the blood and identifying this protein called the somatid that evolves from one state to a pathogenic state if you're in an acid then toxic state in your body and how to reverse it. So he's done some amazing microscopic work, and he's developed a microscope that could see at 30,000 magnification. And he's friends with this Mr. XLX. So Mr. Gaston Naissons asked Mr. XLX for a water specimen from this pipe, and they sent it to him, and they analyzed it under the microscope. And they found they could visually see the biophoton for the first time in this in water. And what it is a perfect Star of David. It's a perfect hexahedron star of white light. And when you look at this thing under regular, like if it's just regular municipal water, then you'll see just a couple, three, four of these biophotons in your underneath your microscope slide. When you run the water through this pipe and then you use the water to run through it and you look at it in the microscope, you see a snowstorm of biophotons. And then when you feed this to your plants, these plants feed on this biophoton light energy, and they start growing 2 to 4 times their normal size. They are like perfect in their appearance. Their geometry might even change, like the top of a tomato stem. When you pull the stem off a tomato after you picked it, it'll literally sometimes be a perfect hexahedron, like little hexahedron cap on there. And cut it open, there's another hexahedron in the middle. And the thing, even though it's very large, and you were talking about your turnip earlier, that it wasn't woody or pithy, even though it was big, it's the same with this stuff. This produce is enormous, but it's very tender, it tastes better, and it has an extremely long shelf life because the biophoton, they found that there's 3 phases to the biophoton. There's a regenerative phase, a sustaining phase, and a degenerative phase. Mm-hmm. And so when produce has already been picked by commercial means and it's been sitting on the store shelves, and you analyze the juice of produce, it already has degenerative biophotons in it even before, you know, you get it home.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a sign that it's already decomposing. So when you water with this pipe, the water from this pipe, the hexahedron system, you get water so full of the regenerative biophotons that your produce is so full of the regenerative biophotons that it has this, it's what determines how long of a shelf life it has, how young in its tissues it is. So you get cucumbers that will stay fresh for like 5 months at room temperature. Which is unheard of.
Storage. Yeah, that'd be awesome for storing your things over winter. Now,
exactly.
Does it fit on the end of a hose?
Yeah, it fits on the end of a hose, or you can put it onto your water line itself if you want to do higher number of gallons per minute. You know, you've got irrigation going on. You just put it on any portion of your line system, and when the water passes through it, you're going to get an infusion of biophotons and a softening of the water, and it's remarkable. Anything you can just topically, you can feed plants in 1 week, the leaves are bigger and everything's healthier than neighboring plants that didn't get it. So when you feed it topically and the root system, you know, twofold, it's just phenomenal. And
what about drinking the water?
That's another thing, is that there's a whole system we offer where you got two filters being, I got these different packages basically for different size homes, but basically there's a sediment filter and a KDF filter and then the hexahedron pipe so that you can filter your water of your chlorine, your chemical, and your heavy metal toxins, and then run it through the hexahedron and have it be filled with biophotons so you have a living water that tastes lighter, more velvety soft, and people have reported health benefits from that.
Yeah,
you could definitely drink it.
Yeah, I used to work for Aquarius Water, and they actually crystallized oxygen and suspended it in a microhydrant, and we put that on the plants, and they grew like crazy, and I don't know why it makes things grow so much. The biophysicist and some of his techs can explain that one, but, you know, because it seems that, you know, plants are making oxygen, so adding oxygen, you wouldn't think that would help, but it seems to allow the good bacteria to flourish, and it takes out the bacteria that might be, you know, negative or have a negative effect. So it's amazing. But we had this one plant; it just took off. I couldn't believe it. We just started feeding it this oxygen water. It was kind of sickly, and it took off and started taking over the house almost. It was amazing.
Well, was your water also structured too, or was it just infused with oxygen?
It's structured water. It's structured plus it's a microhydrant, so it goes into things. It absorbs faster or quicker.
Okay.
And it has a frequency to it because I know the seven-sided crystal that's in the oxygen or in the water itself actually changes the whole frequency of the water. And you know, I was waiting for these plants to start talking to us, but it didn't go that far. You know, I raised my dog on this water, and I have this dog, and I'm not trying to brag, you know, about, you know, everybody brags about their dogs, but this dog problems. Yeah, he problem solves. It's amazing. I'll have four or five other dogs, and we'll set up something real complicated thing. They'll run to the first thing and stop and just sit there and try to figure it out, and he'll go through the whole program. And it's like I threw a biscuit up in the top of an attic in this big building, and all the other dogs ran up to the window, looked at it, and just sat there. And he ran up to the window with the other dogs, looked up, took off. He went through every room until he found the stairs in the very back.
Went
up the stairs and found the biscuit, and then I go, watch, he's going to pop his head up with a biscuit in his mouth to show us that he got it, you know, in the window. He did. He pops up and then comes back, you know.
Definitely so smarter than the average bear or dog.
Yeah. So you really think about, we could be doing that ourselves, you know, drinking these waters and cleaning up our system. It's amazing the consciousness that we could be exhibiting here, you know, versus what we are.
Yeah, that's another reason that cleanse that I was mentioning in the beginning is so profound, is that they've cleared up, you know, things like ADD and mm-hmm. depression and, you know, all these things that are related to the brain not, you know, working right from cleaning out all the chemical and heavy metal toxins on this using natural cellular defense and mm-hmm. The green juice fast. I mean, you don't have to do the green juice fast to get the toxins out. It just takes longer and, you know, it's a much shorter window of time to do it, to do the fast, but you could still get them out if you just take them in addition to your healthy diet.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering, not to go on a negative note, but a lot of these kids right now, they're finding out that, you know, they're giving them Prozac and Ritalin and all these other things, and it's just a real sick situation. And most of that can all be cured with diet, and I know people who they've put their kids on these things, and they have a high sugar, you know, refined flour diet. I go, just clean up your kid's diet. And now the kid settles down, you know, he's like clear. It's amazing what they can do with just diet alone.
Oh, yeah.
But instead of that, you know, they're all hyper and they're wigging out. And then so they, first of all, they start freaking out and try to discipline them, start screaming and yelling at them, which creates all kinds of emotional trauma. And then they put them on a drug, you know, on a Prozac or whatever. And then when it all blows up later on, because, you know, they found out that one of the end results of a lot of these drugs are, you know, the desire to kill yourself or your family.
Yeah.
So, you know, which we just experienced at Virginia Tech. But, you know, it's such a sad situation because, first of all, we don't teach, you know, any universal principles in the schools, you know, about loving each other, being kind to the living in harmony with each other and the planet, things like just basics.
Yeah.
You know, how to just be a decent human being. And we support competition and you know, all this other nonsense and, you know, social consciousness, everything outside the box gets ridiculed and judged and condemned. And you know, all that's going to come out. It's all going to come out in one way or the other. It's either going to have to be processed and released, or it's going to come out in these crazy, you know, major mass killings, you know. And you don't hear anybody talking about the root cause of, you know, usually it's a really messed up diet. It's extremely suppressed emotions. And, you know, it's a byproduct of the social consciousness that we're in right now.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, you know, the fact that children are, they're just innocent victims of the way they're parented. I mean, some people say, well, you choose your parents and you choose your family and, you know, they consciously chose the environment and this time, and so it's all a choice and stuff. And, you know, I mean, I don't fully know about that, because from my perspective is that if you're being raised in your own in a home where the parents are not conscientious, and they could be. In other words, the information is out there. They, I mean, I know family members and a lady friend and her efforts to, you know, introduce her brother and his wife to the diet necessary to raise their children correctly, because they were completely ignoring, you know, this at all. The mother was drinking diet sodas and soda pops while she was pregnant and while she's nursing and being vegan vegetarian, so the kids being like constantly, you know, deprived of the right nutrients. And you know, these kinds of kids grow up automatically nervous and ill in their nervous system, and then they, you know, give them all these wrong foods, like you said, the sugar and the white flour and whatever, and the fast foods, and their nervous system and glands aren't developing right. They can't produce the right array of neurochemicals, so they don't have a calm demeanor or a sense of well-being. So naturally, they're not going to be able to, like, pay attention and learn real well, or they're going to be hyper, or they're going to be slow, or whatever. And then the answer ends up being, you know, these drugs that come in to alter their brain chemistry in such a way to make them, you know, handleable. But the thing is that I tell people it's like the minerals are the key. It's like you get the minerals in the diet, and I find that people start to crave what's good for them, and they start to lose their craving for anything that's bad. And so even if you can't convince them to stop eating the candy bars or whatever, that if you can just get them on minerals every day, then they're likely to start to call for and ask for good things.
I've noticed that there's so many paths to take, and I think we really need to take all of them. We need to clean up, you know, first and foremost our consciousness and, you know, clear out all the old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences and, you know, past life as well. And a lot of people don't believe in past lives, but it doesn't matter, it still exists, you know. You know, it still has an effect on you, whether you believe it or not. All that suppressed energy and consciousness, the wounds and traumas, are creating your tomorrow. So, you know, we need to clean that up. But
you're saying clean up the subconscious of those things. How do you do that?
Well, we do process oriented therapy here. There's many different types. We have, you know, one of the most thorough ones on the planet right now, where we go through the whole enchilada. But I see too is that it's kind of like if somebody's sick, you know, or it's like a hungry man. If you have a hungry man, you feed him first, and then you teach him. You don't try to teach him, and then, because they won't listen if they're hungry. The same thing if somebody's sick and ill and not feeling good, they can't really absorb the higher consciousness and energy or the information, because their whole focus is on their body and the pain and the, you know, suffering they're going through. So it's important that we hit it on every level, and like
hey James, you sound like you're speaking from underwater or outer space. You're breaking up on me. I don't know what the phone connection's not clear right now.
That's strange, because that yours was doing that a little bit earlier. I don't. Is it okay now, or is it still?
No, it's still echoing.
Hmm.
Am I coming in okay for you?
Yeah, it's been going back and forth. I mean, I would hear you echoing, and then I would be echoing, so.
Huh.
Yeah, I think it's the phone lines. We're probably just putting too much truth out over them, and they don't know how to handle it. We're cleaning out the...
Yeah, well, I agree with the emotional house cleaning has become the all-important focus. So that's a really... I agree. You're right. It needs to be totally made first priority. And if you have a methodology that you've been using that's been working, I'm going to talk to you... After our conversation, I'm going to call you up next week and talk to you about that.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely, I'm just saying we have to hit it on every level. You know, we can't just do one level and then...
No, you're right.
But
this is true.
I'm wondering, am I still reverberating or...
Okay, yeah, you're reverberating on me pretty a lot, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what to do on my... There's not too much I can do on my end here, but...
You're sounding a little clearer right now. Are you on a landline or on a remote?
I'm in the studio. I'm actually in the studio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you sound clear now.
Okay. I have the whole gear here, you know.
Okay.
Microphone, headset, everything. But,
again.
Yeah, I should be. I turned my mic down a little bit to see if that might help, you know. So hopefully that might do something. But there's just so many levels going on. That's one of the reasons I built this ranch, and I haven't gotten to that part of it yet. We've been doing a lot of consciousness clearing and teaching deep meditation techniques and inner sensitivity training and things of that nature, but I need to get down to earth on this and have a full service situation where we're, you know, working more on the physical and, you know, getting the physical body relief, because I find out if you're not in good health, you know, you can't sit and meditate when you're in pain, because the pain is always distracting you, or if you're worried about your body. So it's important to take, you know, cleanse the body and take care of that as well.
You know, I want to share something else that I have found recently that's really profound to put energy back in the body, because if you don't have enough energy, then that too is going to make it impossible to meditate, because you have to be energetic enough and clear-headed enough to sit there or relax there for a long enough period of time to get into that calm state. And so you do have to have enough energy just to meditate, and you have to have enough energy to focus and feel good and have a good mood. And everybody's being depleted at a faster rate than they're replenishing themselves. But there's this new way you can replenish the energy in your body that I've personally experienced, and it works really good. It's amazing. There's a technology that's been developed where there's a bed pad on the market where there's a wire that runs from this special bed pad out your door window or out your window to your bedroom out to a ground rod that goes into the ground. And this ground rod is drawing electrons from the earth, putting it into the wire, and then into the bed pad. And this bed pad fits on the lower half of your bed, so your legs and your feet laying on it are being fed an influx of electrons constantly while you're laying on it. So your ability to recover and feel energized is like, it's just phenomenal. And they've actually done thermography scans of a person's body, and they'll show you how much inflammation, which most people have, or a lot of people have some degree of inflammation going on in their body, and this inflammation all goes away in 2 months on sleeping on this pad, because the electrons give you the energy to basically carry out all the healing that's been behind, because the body hasn't had the energy to do it. And your mood will go up, you'll feel better in your mood, your energy. It's really amazing. And there's a website I've got that I advertise it, the sleeping pad on, and you want me to give it out? Or?
Yeah. Well, it's Cocoon Nutrition, right? Is your website?
Actually, no. It's a different one. It's called ERT, Eric Robert Tom, ERT.sleepingearth.com, and that's Earth is ERTHED.com. So sleepingearth.com and then ERT.sleepingearth.com. It's great. Everyone should get this thing, because it makes a big difference. It really does.
No, they have in, I'm trying to remember where he was, like a Zen monk or a Buddhist monk or something, and he was healing all these people by, they were coming up to his place, and the first thing he said to them was, take your shoes off. And he wouldn't let anybody wear shoes there. And they're having all these amazing healings just by going barefoot. And you really think about that. I'm sure they did some other things as well, but you know, you think about that. All of our souls are insulators. They're rubber or you know,
yep,
keeping us away from the earth. And it probably is important to go barefoot if you can. You know,
yeah, that's the reason we get all the benefits from walking on the earth barefoot, is the electrons that flow into our body. And I mean, I know that when I've swam in the ocean and then I'm walking along the shore of the beach, it's like all of a sudden all this energy is in my legs and in my body, and I feel like I can sprint. And I do. And
yeah,
I enjoy sprinting on the beach, and it's a time where I can always, almost always count on that urge and desire to happen spontaneously, and that's like, I just feel like, you know, I've got the energy of a kid, so I sprint. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. A lot of times when I'm working in the garden, I just take my shoes off and roll up my pant legs, you know. And, you know, even when I'm watering everything, I just stand in the water and do weeding or whatever, and it's amazing. I feel totally regenerated afterwards.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, maybe we lost something with all this high tech.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to get back to, in the old days, people had leather-soled shoes, which was a natural material that would allow for the electrons to come through their feet still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, I was talking to a lot of Native American friends that come up here, and I have a lot of elders that do ceremony and sweat lodge and things, and that's what they're all saying. They're saying, you know, you should be wearing moccasins, leather. Leather will allow you to absorb the earth, you know, and you're not. And they said, you got to get rid of those boots, you know, or you got to get rid of those. And, you know, when they first time I heard that, I go, okay, yeah, well, I just got an attitude, you know, about technology. You know, and the more I did it, the more I realized, you know, hey, they're right, you know. You know. A lot of these ancient ways, and there's reason behind them. And then later on, technology catches up, you know, the science catches up with it.
Exactly. You
know, finds out it's for real. I was thinking, you know, what they should do is make a little copper pad in it that goes into a shoe with little copper spikes coming out of it, so you're always grounded, you know, do something like that.
Well, you know, actually I've heard that the company or the inventor of this technology is teamed up with Nike, and Nike is going to come out with a whole new line of shoes where they've used carbon in their soles. And they're going to have special socks with special wire threads in the socks so that you do get the electrons from walking in modern-day shoes. And that's slated to happen probably not too distant future. That'll be happening.
Well, that's neat. Yeah, I'd love to get a good pair of UGG boots that function that way, you know, for the ranch up here.
Yeah,
it's there's so many different things we can do. So, can you give out your website and the information on your contact information, so if people want to look into all these alternative? I can't say the C word. These alternative, what do you call them now? and get away with it legally.
Oh, I could say just natural healing remedies. You know, that's what I call them.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
The websites are, there's a couple of them. One is for that water technology is called, the website is biophotonpipe.com. I'll spell that. It's biophotonpipe, PIPE.com. And you can learn about the hexahedron water system there. My nutritional products, like for natural cellular defense, a lot of other cool things, is found on my nutritional website, and that's Cocoon. nutrition.org, and that's spelled COCOON nutrition, NUTRITION.org. And also my phone number is 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. And if you call my office between 9 and 5 East Coast time, Monday through Friday, you'll get us live. We'll be here. My staff will pick up the phone. I offer free 10-minute consultations for one-time free 10-minute consultation to anybody who's never, you know, done business with us before as a way of introducing you to giving you some good advice about helping you with whatever your needs are in your body and healing. You'd be surprised how fast the results you can get with the kind of nutritional products that I've got in my office now.
Yeah, I can't wait. I know I just ordered a batch from you, and I can't wait to get this because I want to get on it right away and clean my own system out. You know, it's
all right.
My body's been talking to me quite a bit lately. So, looks like we're reaching the end of the hour here. So, is there any ending words you'd like to give to our listeners?
Indian words or ending words. Okay. Ending words. Well, just I've been doing this 16 years and I've cured myself of chronic fatigue syndrome, mercury poisoning, chronic constipation, and digestive issues like and all kinds of stuff, and I've helped thousands of people do the same thing. You know, it's fun stuff when you know what you're doing, and if anybody out there would like to get to take the first baby steps in getting healthier, happier, quicker, feeling stronger, whatever it is, give a call, and I'd be happy to help you.
Great. That sounds like great Indian words of wisdom.
But thanks for having me on. I really enjoyed what you were sharing. I really want to talk with you more about what you're doing and maybe make use of it.
We'll definitely work together on this.
Okay.
All right. So thank you so much for coming on the show. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening.